Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it! Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. As you can already tell, Brian Alvarez is not here today. He's out doing some good dadding over at school, so joining me today, as he always does, will be Filthy Tom Lawler. And I hate to say that we're starting the show in kind of a melancholy way, as Bob Uecker has passed away at the age of 90 years old, just 10 days shy of his 91st birthday. Uecker parlayed his ineffectiveness as a Major League Baseball player into a long career as a personality and a mainstream celebrity. For the past 54 years, Uecker has served as the play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. But for many, Uecker was best known as a comedic actor. For years, he was a pitchman for Miller Brewing Company's light beer brand. And in 1989, Uecker appeared alongside Vince McMahon, Mean Gene Okerlund, Howard Finkel, and superstar Billy Graham for a wrestling-themed promotion called Light-A-Mania, which ultimately revealed Uecker playing the role of the masked marauder against Jesse the Body Ventura. All of those clips are available on YouTube, as well as all the other great Miller Lite beer commercials that Bob Uecker did over the years. In 1987 and 1988, Uecker appeared at WrestleManias 3 and 4 as an interviewer, famously being throttled by Andre the Giant in one of the greatest visuals in promo history. In 2010, WWE inducted Uecker into their Hall of Fame, and he was presented in by his friend and former NBC Network executive Dick Ebersol. So aside from the commercials, Uecker also became a TV and film actor, with his most famous roles being in the 1980s TV comedy Mr. Belvedere, and then as Harry Doyle in the 1989 comedy Major League, which is a great, great movie. We'll get into the wrestling when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Hit you with the WWF Superstars music, the film strip edition back in the day. I'm Mike Sempervivi. Filthy Tom Lawler's here as well. Jim Valley joins you on Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern, and Andrew Zarian is here with you on Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get your favorite to your get you even to your favorite long form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. And there's a new one of those up there for subscribers right now with Dave and Brian talking all about AEW Dynamite and a bunch of other things last night. But bring in now Filthy Tom Lawler, a man old enough to also have appreciated the movie Major League. I know there was a trilogy of them, but really the number one version is the first one with Wesley Snipes as Willie Mays Hayes and all that sort of stuff. That was by far the best one, but he's also, I believe, maybe possibly old enough to remember Mr. Belvedere in reruns.
Oh my God. I totally forgotten about Mr. Belvedere. What a throwback.
Mm.
Good God.
Did you ever see that one? Did you ever watch that one at all, or did you know?
I did. Yeah, he was the dad, right? He wasn't.
Yes.
Mr. Belvedere was the butler.
Yes, he was the British. I forget his name, but he was the British butler that got dropped in there on the Euchre family. I forget the name of the what they were on the show and everything.
Yeah, I don't remember that. But far before my time, but I'll never forget Ball Four, just a bit outside.
Yeah, and between just a bit outside and I must be in the front row, which I know goes back another era, but I mean, I got to be honest, when I started to drink and, you know, certainly over the age of 21 at a college age, I kind of gravitated towards Miller Lite because when I was growing up, you had all of these athletes and former athletes in the Miller Lite commercials, and Bob Uecker was always the comedic foil in almost every single one of them after all those years. So I guess, you know, maybe the advertising worked, I guess, on me, but I always think about Bob Uecker. Again, great, hilarious. And then the interview at WrestleMania, I believe it was WrestleMania 3, where Andre is leaning on him, and he says something like, you know, could you please get your paw off my shoulder or your foot off my shoulder or whatever it was, and then Andre grabs him, and Euchre had that comedy face anyway, and he just kind of starts shaking him, and Euchre going back and forth. It was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, the precursor to the Homer Simpson choke of Bart that is so well known was that
yes.
Andre the Giant choking Bob Euchre. Hopefully, the big man Joe Boo is watching over Bob Euchre up in the sky now.
That's, you know, the fact that he became the Allstate guy is something that still blows my mind. Pedro Serrano, who used to pray to Joe Boo for his bats in that movie. We can get into such a deep rabbit hole here, and I know we can't do that because we've got serious wrestling business.
Yeah, and plus I've got to go meet up with Roger Dorn's wife in a little while, so.
Damn it, Dorn! God, that was such a great movie. But WWE and TNA have announced that they're going to be in business with each other for a while. In a statement released this afternoon, the agreement is, quote, aimed at creating an unprecedented crossover opportunities within WWE and TNA programming for NXT superstars and TNA wrestling stars, because there's a difference, end quote. That last part wasn't in there. TNA Knockouts champion Masha Slamovich was shown sitting in the crowd during this past Tuesday's NXT show. Jordynne Grace, Joe Hendry, The Rascals, and others have appeared on NXT TV, while Charlie Dempsey, Tatum Paxley, Wendy Chu, and others have appeared on TNA shows. This Sunday, TNA is holding their Genesis pay-per-view from the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, Texas. And on Monday, Raw will be also taking place in the city of Dallas from a slightly larger building, the American Airlines Arena. But maybe some crossover taking place, certainly some talks taking place backstage, surely. But what do you think about WWE and NXT WWE through NXT extending the relationship with TNA? It's a lot of acronyms there.
The NXT roster, if you look at it up and down, I think it's already been built on TNA in a lot of ways, especially to the viewership audience floating around there, those over 50 males. You know, do they need more TNA in NXT? I guess we'll see. But it does open the door for, you know, NXT to use some people that perhaps, you know, aren't going to be full-time members of their roster. They've already brought in, obviously, Joe Hendry multiple times, the Rascals, a guy like Hammerstone, you know. So I think it's obviously beneficial for both parties. I believe that this TNA show has already gotten more tickets out than Ring of Honor did for their show in the Curtis Colwell Center. And I wrestled at, I believe it was Final Battle 2 years ago at the Curtis Colwell Center for Ring of Honor. For the pure title against Wheeler Yuta, and I believe that this show already has more tickets out for it. So TNA on the rise.
Joe Hendry, will he get out of TNA without winning the TNA world title? He's got the match coming up against Nick Nemeth. And Nemeth, you know, I thought there were some times where he could give that belt up, and he has not yet. And there's been a lot of talk about, will Joe Hendry end up in NXT on a full-time basis? Will he go to WWE? Any thoughts on, you think that's all just kind of a balloon that's being floated out there, and Joe Hendry's probably going to stay in TNA and maybe win that belt?
I mean, a few months ago, if you would have asked me the same question, I would have thought that Joe Hendry was undoubtedly WWE bound at some point. It seemed like both he and Jordynne Grace were not going to be long for the TNA roster. But Joe Hendry, not sure if it's due to the booking or what, has kind of cooled off a little bit, I would think, when it comes to the overall popularity and notoriety that he has. If he shows up in the Royal Rumble, regardless of if he shows up as a TNA champion or not, he's going to get a huge reaction. I don't know if Jordynne Grace will make her return to the WWE in this Royal Rumble, but I would expect her to be the first one to kind of jump the lines. You know what I mean? I'm not so sure about Joe Hendry anymore.
You know, it could really, the TNA talent obviously could use the boost that WWE, that visibility that they can get from that. And I know, I'm sure there's a TNA fan that is upset that's now looking at this and like, God, what are we, WWE's Evolve? Well, yeah, actually, you are kind of like that. I mean, that's just the case when you're not the number one wrestling company in the world. You become a feeder for the number one wrestling company in the world, and you have to take your advantages where you can get them. And where I see it being a huge advantage is for that bloated, and I'm not saying it in a negative way, it just is that bloated WWE roster. When you're constantly having NIL people come through, they just started taping that new show. That's going to debut, that's replacing Level Up. But, you know, for the people like the Kendall Grays of the world, and I know Ariana Grace, I think, is hurt, but she's been out for a while. But for people like that who don't have a thing going on regularly, who desperately need the reps inside the ring, you know, and, you know, working for TNA, I mean, that really is the best thing that could really happen for a lot of those folks.
Yeah, I mean, somebody like Tavion Heights.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, somebody who just needs more action in there. And we don't have, for better or worse, we don't have the traditional system anymore where you can go through the territories. So this is sort of a throwback in a way where you can go to a different brand. We see it between the WWE with movement between brands. They'll often, you know, somebody will lose and then show up and get a push on the next brand. But that's another promotion, another venue for this to happen, is kind of a return to where you would see people be able to, you know, go through a program in a territory and then, you know, be finished with that and move on and then maybe come back in a year or so. And, you know, now here's another avenue for that.
You know, when Dusty Rhodes shipped off Magnum TA, he was booking Florida at the time, and he sent him to Mid-South, and then ultimately got on top in Charlotte. And, you know, it's a guy like Tavion Heights who could use going down to TNA to face a guy like a Moose, or to face a guy like a Nick Nemeth, be in some different situations and kind of refine his game. We got a lot more to get into when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervive and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. It's Wrestling Observer Live. You know what you can't get with an NXT and TNA relationship? You can't get Donovan Dijak against Filthy Tom Lawler. The only place you are going to get that is MLW Super Fight 6, February 8th, Center Stage Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Filthy, did you see the press release that got sent out about your match against Donovan Dijak?
No, actually, I just saw the graphic. Oh. However, I could tell you that that show, I'm sure, will be another in a line of sold-out MLW shows.
Well, it should be. Because the heat between these two fighters has reached a boiling point, promising fans one of the most personal and explosive grudge matches in MLW. It was a rivalry born in betrayal. The bad blood started at MLW Pit Fighters in September when St. Laurent shocked the world by publicly disrespecting and firing Tom Lawler following the main event. Adding insult to injury, St. Laurent immediately unveiled his newest client, the imposing Donovan Dijak, who unleashed a brutal assault on Lawler, leaving Lawler sidelined and on the injured list. But since then, the bitter feud has escalated across MLW events from Chicago to New York, with multiple confrontations between Lawler and Dijak that required security to intervene. This past weekend, their hostility erupted again, further fueling the fire ahead of their first ever clash in an MLW ring. Oh, we're not done yet. It's a super fight for the ages. The match pits two of MLW's top-ranked fighters on a collision course that can only be described as a true super fight. Donovan Dijak, undefeated in MLW, the towering disruptor, has claimed high-profile victories over top-tier opponents, including Kenta, Timothy Thatcher, and Kevin Knight. Under the cunning guidance of the husky huckster, St. Laurent, Dijak has become one of the most dominant forces in the sport. Here's the scouting report on Filthy Tom Lawler, a former MLW World Heavyweight Champion, 2020 Opera Cup winner, and member of the popular Filthy Bros fight team alongside Matt Riddle. Lawler's resume speaks for itself. Known for his grit, resilience, and MMA mastery, Lawler is determined to exact revenge on Dijak and reclaim his place at the top of the sport. Folks, this is more than just a fight. It's a deeply personal battle fueled by betrayal, revenge, and a thirst for supremacy. I should have put my teeth in before I read this. Will Donovan Dijak's undefeated streak continue under St. Laurent's watchful eye? Or will Tom Lawler's unyielding determination and championship pedigree pave the way to victory in front of a raucous Atlanta crowd? End release. I think I just released at some point while reading all of that, Tom. Did you release in how hyped up you were for this? I did not realize the type of blood feud you and the Disruptor have been getting into.
Yeah, it's been going on since August, September. Actually, the last time I was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
He attacked me. So
not a good city for you.
You know, I do like the Claremont Lounge. Have you heard of this place?
No.
say, dance club, average age of the dancers in the 40s. So I'll be there for my after party after the Dijak hijack gets whacked.
So instead of the gold club, this is the gray club.
Yeah, you could say that.
Fair enough.
You could say a lot of things about it.
Could.
But the less the better.
And the less we talk about legal issues, and there have been a bunch of them in the news, there's been the Odyssey Jones deal and his ex-girlfriend. Might get into that. Tammy Sitch has petitioned the judge to serve her terms concurrently, or not to have them served concurrently and have them served at the same time. She's petitioning the court for that in the case of her killing a man in a DUI incident. But there is a update today on the Janelle Grant lawsuit, and that is the new federal judge in the case, Sarah F. Russell, has ruled that Grant's team has until January 31st to present her case to the court as to why she should be allowed to amend her complaint against Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and WWE. The judge also decreed that the six-month stay on the case, as requested by federal prosecutors, has expired, which is a win for the defendant's side. But also, the judge temporarily denied the defendant's motions to have the case moved into arbitration. That issue will be revisited when Grant's attorneys make a decision on whether or not to amend the case. So that is the update there. I would suggest you take a look at postwrestling.com. I know there was, I believe, something up on our site as well, too, but Post Wrestling had an interview with the ex-girlfriend of former WWE wrestler Odyssey Jones, getting some of her side of the story and the situation that is taking place between them. We won't drag anybody down with that on this show. Still a lot to get into, including Saturday night's AEW Collision, which is being taped tonight from the same building they ran in last night, the Andrew J. Brady Music Center in Cincinnati. First, Tom, before I get into the card for Saturday night, the aesthetic of that building was great. And this is another week where AEW production-wise, when it comes to the video packages, when it comes to how the building is presented, they still need some to do work, obviously, when it comes to miking that crowd. And I don't know if that's, again, a TNT issue, because they've had issues with hockey and baseball that fans have complained about as well. So they may be SOL when it comes to that aspect of things. But as far as making the building look fantastic, I thought they did a good job, and a good job in picking out that venue that I guess they've been before. I can't recall them being there, but maybe ROH was there, but really did a good job with it.
Yeah, I don't think AEW or ROH have been to that arena in the past, but I think any of the places where they can go and have a unique look really adds to AEW. It needs to be different than WWE. It needs to be an alternative, not WWE light. And having a variety of different looks in the arenas, I think, is beneficial. You know, they just announced last night, they announced a show February 5th, right, in Atlanta,
yes,
which is actually in College Park at the Gateway Center Arena, which I'm not sure is, I don't think that they've been there either. So, you know, I think the different venues are good for them. I like the look of the show. It looks more lively. You don't have to worry about, you know, only capturing one side of the arena to make it look good. And I thought the last few weeks, I thought, you know, since the switch over to Max, these shows have been great.
Do you like the video packages? Because I like them a lot. I mean, as far as the production of them goes, they've been very sharp. Like the Mercedes Moné one they did, hyping up her appearance on Sherry Shepherd and hyping her up. But the Kenny Omega one, you know, I just, they have done, I thought, a great job with these as well. And I know that some people think, okay, this is a little too much WWE. But to me, when they're done right, it's a positive filler for the show, as opposed to having matches that don't matter to fill some time, or promos that go on for way too long, which we'll get to a little bit later on, happened last night.
Well, if you watch any combat sports company, any combat sports promotion that's on television, they have video packages, you know, so it's not as if AEW is copying WWE by having video packages. If anything, I mean, this is WWE probably copying other sports properties throughout the year. So I think it's something that they should be doing. And as long as they do it well, you know, then it's something that they should be airing.
12-man tag team match is going to be the main event for Collision, Powerhouse Hobbs, Cash Wheeler, Dax Harwood, Cope, and the Outrunners against the Death Riders and the Learning Tree Units. Texas Death Match, Christopher Daniels against Hangman Adam Page, an AEW Continental title match, Kazuchika Okada against Tomohiro Ishii. The one thing I got out about the announcement of Ishii and Okada last night, Okada really does speak great English, doesn't he? At least he's very, the few words maybe he knows, he is great at speaking them, including that B one we won't say now, but his introduction to Ishii or welcoming him in, I thought was actually pretty impressive.
Well, Okada has been in the business for such a long time, and if you remember, I mean, a large portion of his career was actually spent in Mexico.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm sure he's been exposed not only to Spanish, Japanese, English, a variety of languages. And I mean, the guy's been wrestling for like 20 something years. So I'm not surprised that he's picked it up as well as he has. Also, his wife, I believe, is a famous voice actress. Excuse me, if I could say
that.
I can't say that properly. So perhaps he's picked up some skills from her, you know?
And, you know, he and she in the match, obviously Okada, I would assume, is going to get out of there with the victory. But it will be interesting to see them in their current forms, the way they've been, moving not as fast as they used to, but who can anymore? It'll be interesting to see how that match all plays itself out on Saturday. Got a lot more to get into, including last night's Dynamite when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez will be back with you for Fun Friday. I don't believe I will be, though. We'll be having my own fun on Friday, so.
Me Tom, too.
Don't pick I'll up be, the phone.
I'll be in Cleveland for AIW Wrestling tomorrow night. So I won't be here. I'll be having a Fun Friday of my own. Taking on Dex Royal, Tyson Riggs, Isaiah Broner in a four-way match.
Isaiah Broner? You haven't gotten rid of that guy by this point? Come on.
No, he's a problem.
He's still around. Man. New Japan has announced for Windy City Riot taking place on Friday, April 11th in Chicago. Hiroshi Tanahashi's last match. I hope you're there for that. I know Adam Summers, Jeremy Deamer, my friends. They are already lined up to go to that. I'm sure Dr. Keith Lipinski, if we can get him out of the house, he'll go to that. I think a lot of people are going to be traveling there just to see Hiroshi Tanahashi's last match. He's a big deal for those people that for the last 20 years have come up watching New Japan Pro Wrestling. A lot of what you're seeing now in AEW and in WWE was because with the dearth of options out there, New Japan Pro Wrestling got hot at the right time and created a ton of stars, not the least of which was Hiroshi Tanahashi, who, along with Shinsuke Nakamura, really carried the flag for that promotion for a long, long time. He'll be taking on Konosuke Takeshita. Gabe Kidd also defending the NJPW Strong Openweight title against Tomohiro Ishii in a 30-minute Iron Man match. But, Tom, I mean, look, they're calling it the road to the final. When it comes to the Tanahashi match, I assume this is going to be it, though. Seems so early in the year for this to be happening, but I know he's got a lot of stuff to do in New Japan as he builds towards that last Tokyo Dome match coming up in January of next year. But Tanahashi, his final match against Takeshita, think there's any chance he comes out of there with the victory?
No way. This is his final match in the USA, and you know, they almost, I hate to say it, but traditionally you'll see guys lose in this spot. You'll see guys in Japan come back from long times away due to disease, due to various factors, injuries. And if that same thing happened in the U.S., they'd probably come back and win. But all too often you see them just lose in the Japanese ring or Japanese promotions. And I think the story here is just going to be Takeshita is too young and he's too good for Tanahashi at this point. Tanahashi, I think the chase, the storyline is not him beating Takeshita. If anything, this guy's got to win that G1.
That's really fascinating to me. If he wins the G1, and to me, that's a story, even as busted up as Tanahashi is, because he is so over, because he is so revered. If you do that right, you tell that story, you can have him have his final match for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship January 4th, 2026 at the Tokyo Dome. What will be interesting is who will be the champion by then, because I don't think we're making it through an entire another year with Zack Sabre Jr. with that title. Of the young guys, or really of anybody out there right now, Tanahashi has that last match at the Dome. It happens to be for the IWGP title. Who would you like to see it be against?
Takeshita.
That would be fascinating. That would be fascinating. Takeshita is the IWGP champion, works, checks off a lot of boxes. Obviously, AEW being a major star, you know, on the rise for them, or at least in the top mix with them, somebody that the fans completely believe in. The fact that he signed the New Japan deal, and it's a boost for DDT, too, who, again, much like Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi, can claim one of their guys worked their way up and became the IWGP champion. So I actually like that on a lot of levels. Hopefully a lot of those young guys can make some headway and some progress this year, especially to me, even though it gets people, you know, there's a lot of attention on Umino, there's a lot of attention on Tsuji. Yuya Uemura, that's a guy that I would love to see be in the mix, and by the end of the year, be at least a threat for that title at some point.
Uemura is great. It's a shame that we are now in the House of Torture era of Ren Narita, because I'm not sure we're ever going to get the old Ren Narita back. And then, you know, there's guys who, unfortunately, like, not unfortunately because he's doing great, but in the grand scheme of things, he's probably just too small, is Kosei Fujita, who's phenomenal. And I think the fans are really going to get behind him as time goes by. But maybe a lot like Hiromu, you know? Maybe a guy that can kind of transcend the divisions a little bit. So.
Yeah, it's always a shame. I don't want to say it's a shame he's doing what he wants to do, but Hiromu had a chance to become one of those guys to break through from the juniors to the heavies like Devitt did, like a lot of people have, and just didn't choose to want to be that way. And Narita and Sho, unfortunately, they've gone into a hole that I don't think they're going to be able to get back out of.
Not Desperado, too. You know, I felt like there was a point where Desperado was really going to move up to the heavyweight division. He was in that stable, strong style, only really like 18 months ago with Suzuki and Ren Narita, and then that fizzled out, went away, and now he's back being the stalwart of the junior division. But he was another guy I thought, you know, at one point, especially coming off that, like, one of the best matches I've ever seen with Jun Kasai, I thought it was his time a few years ago.
People will see that, see a death match, and go, what are you guys talking about? I'm sorry. It's much like the 440 deal that they had with the GCW guys with Effie and the second gear crew and all that. Like, any match, it doesn't matter what it is. If the emotion is there, if I believe in, can get swept up in it, and if the story is told correctly, again, whether it's a comedy, whether it's a drama, whether it's a black comedy, whether it's whatever, whatever the movie is, it's going to be a good one if you check off all the boxes. And that Kasai Desperado match and the feud and everything that led up to it, again, the emotional attachment that was involved in that is what made that. So, sorry, everybody out there who wants their AEW Dynamite review, we shall give that to you now very quickly. Taz was back.
Well, hey, by the way, El Desperado is one of the commentators for New Japan World for AEW. So there's the tie-in.
Yeah. I did not know that. That's a fine transition. Although he'll never wrestle Taz because Taz ain't doing this anymore. He's just doing commentary, and boy, am I glad he's back. Ian and Taz and Don Callis should actually do all of the commentary all the time. I'd like that. But Kenny Omega defeated Brian Cage in his first match in AEW in over a year. We finally got heat from a manager at ringside that was not Nick Wayne's mom, as Don Callis actually attacked Omega during the match. One Winged Angel in about 12 minutes for the win. Omega looked obviously really good. If you saw his match against Gabe Kidd, no surprise that he looks good coming back. After the match, Fletcher, Archer, and Cage beat on him until Will Ospreay ran down to make the save. That led to Takeshita coming in, attacking both of them, and the baby faces were left laying. What'd you think about the start?
I think it's what you want, you know, from Kenny Omega coming back. Good all-action match, and set up something that I'm really looking forward to seeing, and that is Ospreay and Omega coexisting at the top of the babyface scene in AEW. Those are your guys.
Yeah, well, that's going to be interesting to see what path Omega follows here leading into April, because it seems like all the advertising, everything that they've done visually when it comes to Okada and Omega, it's coming down to the April show in Dallas. So it's going to be interesting to see how they take both of those guys on that path, especially Kenny Omega, who's somebody that I'm sure a lot of fans wish could just be world champion right now.
You know what I think is going to happen there, Mike? I haven't had a chance to say this on any of the shows, but I think we're going to go into, and it may be planned, like this. But I think we're going to get into a situation where, much like New Japan had the IWGP Intercontinental title headline over the world title, I think we're heading towards a situation where Okada and Omega headline over the world title for that continental title at All In.
That would be really interesting, because I know a lot of people really like Okada, and he's over to a point, but that would be interesting. Also interesting to see what the world title match would be by that point too, and if you put it like a notch down against that match, or you open the show with it like WWE will do a lot of the time with their two title matches. They would have one open the show and then one close it, especially before they went to two nights of WrestleMania. Six-man tag team, Ricochet came down to cut a promo and milked the crowd for a while, then was attacked from behind by Prince Nana with a chair. That allowed Swerve to hit the ring with a chain. He swung it at Ricochet, who bailed. Swerve then chased him through the crowd and then out of the building. That was another thing you can do in a small building like that. Got out, looked, it was a cool visual with him running out into the snow and everything. As Tom mentioned earlier on, February 5th, Atlanta, that's when they will be wrestling on Dynamite. Six-man tag team match, Hurt Syndicate defeated Mark Briscoe and Private Party. Boy. Benjamin pinned Marquin in about 9.5 minutes. Private Party, the AEW World Tag Team Champions, got beat up on here, but in my opinion made sense because Shelton and Lashley are dominant, and if they're going to get the next title shot, I think this was fine.
The only thing is, after this match, I don't see how Private Party could beat him. Like, I don't see a way for Private Party to retain those belts against Hurt Business. And
I think you kill him. I think you beat him quickly. And
like,
you
did here.
Well, and that's the thing, is you bring him back. You know, you give him some hope spots in that match, and then you put him to the side. You build him back up through whatever tag teams and do it that direction. But to me, if they get in too much offense, I mean, it's just going to be kind of ridiculous with how people look at the Hurt Business right now. What did you think about the Jeff Jarrett MJF deal? Because 15 minutes on paper given to those guys to go out there and do their promo stuff, in hindsight, wasn't the best idea. MJF did his shtick like he always does. That set up Jarrett doing some shtick, MJF shtick back right at him. The women are all call girls and this, that, and the third. And then MJF mentioned Owen Hart's name and it was all over with. What'd you think about that whole thing?
Could have been shorter. I mean,
are you okay with using Owen Hart's name?
I mean, it didn't accomplish anything.
No,
I don't think. You know what I mean?
It
was
so
like,
either.
And it wasn't even like a gotcha moment. Jeff Jarrett was around way before then. The only time that they've really made huge motions towards Jeff Jarrett and Owen Hart being friends is the past few years, right? This wasn't something that was hammered to us on WWE. Well, I mean,
no, you would have
WWF,
to know,
but
you would have to know.
So, I don't know. I think they could have done something else. I thought the line about Kurt Angle was enough.
Yeah, that was probably plenty, I think. Again, it just wasn't needed, and it certainly didn't need to go the 15, 20 minutes that it did. Hook defeated Christian Cage by disqualification. Entire Patriarchy got involved. That led to Samoa Joe coming back and wrecking shop. Thank God for that.
Yeah, it was awesome. I marked out when I heard that music. He came down, beat everybody up. Now we get the return of the trio, Hook, Samoa Joe, and Katsuyori Shibata. What a trio.
Toni Storm won the AEW Women's World Title number one contendership casino gauntlet match, pinning Julia Hart after she had missed it. Harley Cameron. Apparently, Mariah May is now insane, just like Toni Storm is, because she believes that the character she is seeing in the ring is not really Toni Storm. It's a rookie.
Well, the crowd seems to believe it as well. And I don't know quite what I thought about this match. I mean, to me, the biggest glaring thing is that look how far Jamie Hayter's fallen. I thought she'd be back, and I thought she'd be at the top of the card by now, but... Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, unfortunately not. And unfortunately, at least in my opinion, Jon Moxley defeated Powerhouse Hobbs. We'll give you our thoughts on that match when we come back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler. And Tom, I need to ask you, if you had one match to suggest to people and it came down to Jon Moxley against Powerhouse Hobbs and Chad Gable against Charlie Dempsey, what do you suggest to people?
I mean, as the resident speed reporter and supporter on the website and the Wrestling Observer, I was a big fan of Charlie Dempsey and Chad Gable in Speed. It's only 3 minutes, and I can't think of a lot better ways to spend 3 minutes, to be honest. If you're a fan of wrestling, you should check it out up on the WWE Twitter.
I've heard you had enjoyed 30 seconds twice in your life, and you've got the gifts from God to prove that, Filthy Tom Lawler. Is that true?
Excuse me.
Okay, look, when it gets down right to it, I hated this. I mean, I like the fact that they had to throw everything at Hobbs, the briefcase, the paradigm shift, all that sort of stuff, but to then choke him out with the bulldog choke, to show that, and then pulmonize his leg, and then finally FTR and Adam Copeland come out, it's not the end of the world, but didn't work for me. Could it be the end of Hobbs?
Yeah.
Some people will think so. I don't think so, but it's crazy.
I hope not. I hope not. The crowd was behind him. Clearly, I thought he looked good. And I'd like to see some more Powerhouse Hobbs.
So would I, and I don't know what now comes next. Is he out for a while? I guess he is since they pulmonized his leg, but we'll see. He needs to come back and be in the mix with somebody that, again, a heel Samoa Joe, a somebody of merit that he can continue on trying to ascend, but I don't think they did a good job of it. But you know who did do a good job? Filthy Tom Lawler did a good job. Producer John did a good job. Producer Dom even showed up and did a good job today. Me? I don't know. But I'll see you again on Monday. Brian's back tomorrow for Fun Friday. Talk to you again after a while.